This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 31, and today's devotion is titled, The Preparation Day, Part 2. The Preparation Day, Part 2. Our scripture memory for today comes from Psalms 51, verses 10 through 12. It says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Last time we talked about the preparation day and preparing our homes for the Sabbath. We talked about preparing our homes so that we can rest and so that our family can feel blessed by the specialness of the Sabbath. Today I want to talk about focusing on our hearts for the Sabbath day. When God created this world, He saw a need, even in the perfection of the Garden of Eden, to give us the Sabbath. It was more than just a day of rest. It was to be a sign, a memorial, or in other words, a weekly reminder of how great and powerful and majestic our God, our Creator, is. Exodus 31, verse 17 says, It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Now we know that God doesn't need sleep. He doesn't get exhausted when he works. But he was setting the example for us. He was showing us how to keep the Sabbath. It was to be a sign between him and his people. It was to be a reminder that he is our Creator and that we are to honor and worship him. And it's important that as we come into the Sabbath each week, that not only are we prepared physically to spend time with God in worship, but that we are also spiritually prepared to come into his presence and worship him. By setting the stage of our homes, creating a quiet and peaceful atmosphere, an atmosphere of celebration and joy, we can help our families look forward to the Sabbath day. But it's important that we also remember that our hearts need to be clean. The Sabbath gives us a chance to spend time one-on-one with God in a way that's different from the rest of the week. God set aside the Sabbath day as holy and sacred and special. Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." That's found in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. The Sabbath was a gift for us. It was something special that God gave to us. And unfortunately, our society often overlooks the importance of the Sabbath. Has the day of worship for your family come to be a regular day of the week, or is it truly a sacred day when the world is left behind and our hearts and minds are solely focused on Him? Too often families find themselves catching up on regular weekday activities after church. Lawns need to be mowed, cars need to be washed, laundry needs to be done. What happened to the Sabbath being sacred and holy? Are our lives so busy that we can't take one day and set it aside for our Savior? This week, Spend time reflecting on what God's day means to you. Remember, as the homemaker, as the one who cares for your household, it's up to you to create an experience for your family that will be a blessing to them on the Sabbath. Ask God to renew a right spirit within your heart. Help your children to spend time thinking about what God means to them. Encourage a time of spiritual renewal within your home. The Sabbath should be a time of renewal. It's a time to walk away from all the cares, the worries, and the burdens of this sinful world. It's a time that we can bask in the light of God's face. By creating a mood of celebration in your home on the Sabbath, you'll find an even greater blessing on your worship day. We talked last time about some of the things that you could do to prepare your home so that there's an atmosphere of joy and celebration. Continue to dwell on that. What can you be doing all week, this week, to make the Sabbath, which should be the center of your week, the most important day of your week, special for your family? Instead of making the Sabbath a time that seems boring for your children or even for yourselves, make it a joy. When my children were younger, they had a bucket of special toys and activities that only came out on Sabbath. They had a special Sabbath bag that they took to church with quiet activities that they could do. Things like lace-up boards with nature scenes or farm animals, special crayons and Bible coloring pages, Bible story books. And I would change out those items for a fresh experience each week. Now that they're a little bit older, we still have special activities and things that they can do on Sabbath. We have Bible trivia games that we can play, nature games. We like to take nature walks and have picnics on the Sabbath. We like to have family worship and sing together. It's something that we do on a regular basis anyway, but it's always special on the Sabbath. We look forward to the Sabbath. We look forward to seeing our friends and family at church. We look forward to potlucks and fellowship. We look forward to that time of convocation where we can come together with those that we love each week and worship together. Sabbath is just, it should be the day that your entire family looks forward to each week. And you have the power of creating that for your family. The preparation day is about making your time of worship extra special, meaningful, and sacred. Let your week revolve around your worship, and you will feel very blessed, I promise. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you are our Creator. You made us in your image, and you want to spend time with us each week. Undivided time for 24 hours where we can just come to you and rest. Lord, help us to understand the meaning of the Sabbath. Help us to understand why you gave us the Sabbath. Help us to encourage our families. Help us to create an atmosphere of joy surrounding the Sabbath each week so that our families can be tremendously blessed. Help us to make the Sabbath a priority in our lives. Please be with each of the ladies listening today. Bless their hearts, Lord. Give them wisdom and courage and strength in the days to come. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, The Sabbath Day.